This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Cecil had a stroke last week, and separately, Bernard's doctors found a recurrence of his colon cancer. Bad news all around. But when I saw them last week, they both expressed gratitude for all the bad things that could have happened, but didn't. They both made a point to tell me about everything in their life that had gone well and how lucky they were to have friends and family to support them. They appreciated their friends for small things like driving them to the doctor, doing food shopping for them, and visiting often. They also both greatly appreciated their pets. Bernard made a point to say that when he was first diagnosed, anger and cynicism made the experience worse. Now he focuses on gratitude to help him cope better. Gratitude is the expression of thankfulness for all that is good. It is recognizing positive outcomes and pairing that with external sources for those positive outcomes. It often involves recognizing goodness in one's life, even when some things are going poorly, and acknowledging that the source of some of that goodness is outside of ourselves. Gratitude is not biological or predetermined. One can practice and learn to deliberately cultivate gratitude. Studies show that regularly practicing gratitude reduces stress and blood pressure, improves immune function, increases happiness, and improves relationships. Social scientists describe how gratitude promotes a cycle of kindness and reciprocal behaviors. When someone expresses gratitude for us for something we did, it turns out we are then more inclined to engage in positive actions, which reinforces that behavior. This is important for evolution of our species. There has been survival value in helping others, and in turn having them help us. Feeling and expressing gratitude is social glue. It builds relationships and promotes trust. Communicating appreciation and thanks requires effective communication, and it can help build positive relationships and reduce conflict. So focusing on what we are thankful for reduces interpersonal tensions and prevents us from being mired in negative thoughts. Gratitude causes the release of a neurochemical called dopamine in key areas of the brain. Functional scans of people engaged in expressing gratitude show changes in the prefrontal cortex of the brain. We are now days away from Thanksgiving, and in many ways our complicated world is in trouble. But still, there is much to be thankful for. We can keep journals where we write down things that have gone well for us and write down the cause for that wellness. We can cultivate gratitude by recognizing the goodness in our lives and thanking those who played a role in that goodness. And we can write thank you notes. This strengthens relationships, builds trust, and encourages pro-social behavior within our small community. So let me end by thanking you for listening, thanking our amazing engineers who produce this segment each week, and thanking the scientists who continue to unravel and study the world around us so I have something to report. I wish you and your family and friends a very happy Thanksgiving. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.